Hey, let's tell you who these fine-looking young pickers are, along with the other one. We have, for your listening and mud-dancing enjoyment tonight, are some of you just plumb squishy out there? Is that the way it's going? Well, so are we. We want to tell you about our friend on the five-string banjo. We got a couple of these guys up here. They're from Texas. Hold your applause, please, for Texas. It's not prudent, this juncture. Who cares? We got a fine young banjo man from outside Dallas. And you're a damn good looking man. Don't think I hadn't noticed now. This is our third time we've gotten to do the bluegrass band here at the Rocky Grass. And I think Craig told you this is the only place we do this. So we love to get to keep it exclusive just for Rocky Grass. And I want you to make welcome a wonderful banjo player, Mr. Greg Davis. And on the guitar, you've been seeing him in the band for a couple of years now, and actually he's Greg's little brother. And also the reason I never need wear a sleeveless shirt on stage anymore. Which way to the beach, buddy? Wearing his famous Pink Floyd t-shirt tonight. Oh, Andy. Oh, yeah. You know, we figured out after all these years that it was really Floyd the Barber that started the Bob Dylan singing style. Oh, how many roads does it take? Oh, yes. Oh, Andy. But this is one fine picker, and we're sure glad to have Greg's little brother on the guitar. This is Brad Davis. Love him, call him Buford. And over here on the bass, the man that knows where to put in the space and where to put in the notes. And we are both from the same hometown, Bowling Green, Kentucky. Please don't hold that against us. But hey, he graduated from high school, okay? Right. But when it comes to fine musicians, this man is one of the finest, and truly a southern gentleman because, you know, he knows how to play the banjo, but he won't. Sorry, Greg. But he can show play that bass. This is Mr. Byron House. Brad Davis on a vocal now.